there. This is Sunny, coming to you from my backyard in the Superior Highlands in Lake County, Minnesota. It's approaching the end of January 2015. My, how time flies. Seems like it was the year 2010 not too long ago, and 2000 just before that. When I was young, time couldn't go fast enough. It took forever for school to be over, forever to be old enough to get a real job, forever to save enough money for a down payment on a house. Time went too slow. It was like a glacier, inches per year. Now, oh boy, it goes way too fast. All in what seems like the blink of an eye. Winter, blink. Summer, blink. Winter again, blink. And it is winter again in the backyard. Snow and cold. It got so cold some nights in January that when you walked on packed snow, it sounded like you were walking on styrofoam. It's been said that native peoples of the Arctic and subarctic have many different words in their languages for snow. Here in Lake County, we have a lot of different words for snow, too. Styrofoam snow, for instance. And a wide, colorful selection you can't say on the radio. But we haven't had as much snow or cold as we did last winter, so there isn't as much color, as it were, in the local weather discussions. It did get cold here in January, and we still got snow, but it wasn't record-breaking, not like last year. If you've never lived in the North Woods in winter, you have no way of knowing the reality of the two words, record-breaking. Trust me, it was a doozy. This winter is turning out to be more average, except for some wild swings in temperatures. According to climate scientists with long-range computer models, the wild swings we see now are just the beginning. But as I look out to the sky at sunset on a cold winter's night, some things never change. Sunset in winter here is too early, of course, but it's beautiful. Once the sun starts to dip in the west, the eastern sky turns color. Pink, purple, and then a deep, deep blue. Everything gets darker and darker blue until it's night and the stars come out above. Stargazing in winter is one of my favorite pastimes. Celestial bodies seem to be more active in the wintertime, living out their legendary dramas in the sky. January is the great spirit moon, and the January full moon didn't disappoint. It was great indeed. With snow cover on the ground and all the light from the full moon reflecting off of it, you can do a lot outside without a headlamp or a flashlight. It's amazingly bright. There aren't northern lights here as often as there used to be, but I get to see them once in a while. After gazing up at the planets and stars, with or without a telescope, it's easy to feel our insignificance in the whole scheme of the universe. But it's also easy to feel the miracle that we exist at all on this tiny blue planet. Daylight in January brings visitors to the bird feeders. The red poles are back this year, and some purple finches. It's good to have them back. Along with all of the other winter birds, the daytime backyard is full of activity. I haven't had any evening grosbeaks here yet, just pine grosbeaks. And I haven't seen nearly as many pileated woodpeckers around as I did last year. But each year there are population swings and location swings. It's gratifying to know that I'm helping some of these birds survive. With snow cover effectively locking up what food that can be gotten from the ground, and the energy requirements for maintaining body temperatures during long winter nights, it's a win-win situation. I get to watch all the birds, and they get to eat. The leftovers on the feeders let me watch flying squirrels and owls at night, too. I was watching blue jays at the suet feeders the other day and was amazed at their apparent fear of hairy woodpeckers. The minute a hairy woodpecker would approach the suet feeder, all of the blue jays would fly away, down to the ground. Huh. Looked like they didn't want to get near the woodpecker. But after watching a while, I saw what was happening, and it wasn't avoidance at all. It was taking advantage of the situation. Once the hairy woodpecker started to chip away at the suet, tiny pieces of suet rained down on the snow below. And the blue jays, of course, were all hopping around down there, gobbling up the pieces. Afraid? Ha! Not hardly. The jays figured out the hairies provided an easy food delivery system. My house huskies have figured out a similar situation. When I'm cooking at the stove or chopping something on the counter, they park themselves below to catch the occasional piece of food that falls from above. January brought the arrival of seed catalogs to the mailbox. There's nothing more fun on a cold winter's night than perusing seed catalogs. Dreaming about the garden. The big, beautiful, successful, healthy garden I'm going to have this year. Gardeners are an optimistic bunch. Growing some of my own food is a worthwhile challenge, and so is saving seeds from one year to the next. I remember my parents saving a lot of their vegetable and flower seeds. I'm sure I make plenty of mistakes, but I managed to get a lot of plants from saved seeds. It's work, but it's worth it. It's a lot of fun seeing plants that you grow from seeds that you grew the last year. But there are still seeds that need to be bought. So the catalogs are gone through over and over again. I always thought that if my vegetables and flowers could end up looking even half as good as the pictures in the catalogs, I'd be happy. The specimens that make it onto the seed catalog pages are the supermodels of horticulture. On a cold January night here in the North Woods, we think about green plants and the hummingbirds that are due to arrive in less than 4 months. Well, this is Sunny signing off. Thank you for listening to Lake County Journal on WTIP. I can't wait to talk to you again next month. In the meantime, drive carefully and don't forget to be grateful.